BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
We're at your service. What can we do?
The one.
For Wednesday.
Bambaleo.
Easy Radio.
One. Two.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
So much sass.
I think we're quite best friends.
Yes.
Three, two.
Radio One.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, we're in for Greg this week on Radio 1 Breakfast. Can any of you nail the Mariah Carey High Note Challenge? We bring you all the latest things. There's a Bambaleo Wednesday and a listener who's on continuous lockdown and lock-in because she lives in a pub. Ali Plum tells you funny things to watch while in isolation. And we relive more of Chris's time at uni on a classic 24 years at the tap end. Oh, hi, good morning. It's Scott here at Radio 1. Chris is at home. Hello.
Good morning. How are you, my toothless friend?
I'm good. I'm not toothless anymore. I did a bit of emergency dentistry last night in the comfort of my own home.
This is unreal. I mean, it's mad situation that your tooth fell out in the fashion that it did. But then for you to try and rectify it on your own is even more staggering.
Well, thing is, these aren't my real teeth, right? They're veneers.
You know, like
Ryland's got. Breaking news: they're not his own teeth. Like, not people's teeth. They don't get born that way. Like, you don't come out of the womb looking like a piano.
No, but you do have your own teeth.
They're not his real teeth. Do you think they're Ryland's real teeth?
No. Right. But I wasn't aware that you use false teeth either.
Not false. They're very much permanent, but they're not my own.
Radio 1 Breakfast
with Scott and Chris.
Until they fall onto the floor.
They're aesthetically pleasing. Now, you'll never understand the joy of getting veneers, but if you have been born with fairly bad teeth, then it's a godsend because they can look really great. All famous people have
them. I would have loved to have seen your original teeth. All famous people have false teeth. That's what you're throwing out there this morning. You're not a celebrity unless you have false teeth. Does Greg James have false teeth?
I think so.
I'd have to check his smile.
But then you got someone like Molly King, who I think they're her real teeth. I look at her teeth a lot because I'm like, are they real or are they... Has there been work done there?
Yeah. Mike Myerjammer, falsies?
No, real. Because they're not quite perfect enough. I study
She's
teeth
She's on her
a
milk
lot.
Teeth.
She is, yeah. Anyway, so, one of mine fell out at the front. This is on my Instagram story. However, bought some weird-looking beads in a bag off the internet from France, which you put in cold water, slot it in, boom. I now have a tooth which will do until dentists open again. Hope you're feeling all right this morning. This is Scott and Chris on Radio 1 Breakfast. Favourite bit of the show yesterday for me was Suzanne, who rose to the Mariah Carey High Note Challenge. What I loved about her, though, was how she built it up before. She was all like Bobby Big Bananas.
Yeah, I know it's high. It is maybe a little bit too high for me because I've been compared in the past to have the tone of Adele. Maybe a bit of Amy Winehouse.
So I was expecting something perfect and then this happened. I'm obsessing over the Mariah Carey High Note Challenge. So is Helena, who messaged last night saying, randomly, that song popped onto my TV on a music channel last night and I had to go myself. Wasn't any good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
See, I thought I'd get loads of stress from dentists going, don't do your own teeth. But in these different times, I'm getting applauded for it. Matt, the dentist in Bristol, says, hi, Scott, wishing you and your... false teeth, love and luck during lockdown. Well done on your SOS dentistry. I've already done my own haircut.
Wow.
There we are, Matt the dentist there in Bristol. Dentist approved. If you can't get to a dentist because they're closed and you've got a massive gap in your front teeth area, go on the internet, get some weird things that go in some cold water for 5 minutes, mould your tooth and do your own dentistry. There we are, that's what I've done.
But also, mate, think of the millions of views we're going to get when this is all over.
Oh, man.
And we launch a whole dentist feature on the show. We're going to have guests coming in. We'll have the world's biggest guests turning up at Radio 1. And you can just have a go on their teeth, you know. Do
yes.
whatever you do with your beads.
I know what to do
them.
Now. Okay, let's do Better Days Quiz. This is a quiz about things that happened not yesterday because meh, but on a good day. Today, we're going to the 9th of October 2019 and we say good morning to Jessie. Hey, Jessie.
Good morning.
You all right?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, you sound
Jesse,
weird.
I can't even hear you. You're coming through really quiet.
You're there now.
Oh, sorry. Any better?
There you are.
Do you know that was absolutely my fault because I had you on speakerphone.
Do you remember, Scott, when we... where were we where we saw Ariana Grande and she just looked across at someone? Someone was like... I can't even remember how this came about. We just finished interviewing her and she just looked across the room at someone and someone was like, Ariana. And she just went, I can't even see you.
It was the biggest slap in the face verbally ever. We were at the Teen Awards and this guy from CBBC was calling over to Ariana. She's on a sofa. I'm saying like 4 metres away. And he's like, Ariana, it's me from CBBC. We met last year. And she just turned around and went, I can't even see you. It's like, ouch.
Ariana, she can do what she wants.
I think it's because she didn't have her contacts in. That's what I'm going for anyway. Or she's just a sassy queen. Right, so, Jessie, you work for a digital kids company. What does that mean?
It essentially means we just kind of produce and manage a bunch of kid shows and kind of put it on YouTube. So at the moment, we're just making sure that they've got enough stuff to watch whilst they're off school and a bit bored.
Do you do those weird Korean ones that my niece watches?
No, we don't, but they are ridiculously popular and blow my mind. They are quite mesmerising.
Yeah, okay, yeah, so you're Go on.
Are you in charge of Big Man Ryan? You know, the billionaire five-year-old?
No, we're not. No, that's bizarre too. But he must be absolutely minted.
Oh my gosh, we have to get him on the show, Scott. This is the world's richest, I'm sure of it, like self-made billionaire five-year-old child. What he does is he just unwraps presents and toys and things like that, and now he's got his own channel. I don't know too much about him, but he's like a five-year-old and he's richer than we could ever imagine.
Yeah, because he gets sponsored by loads of companies and gets loads of free stuff.
He is a big deal on campus, yeah. Yeah,
massively. Just unboxes presents, and that's what he does, and he's a millionaire. All right, so you're part of Key Workers Plus One. You all met in year seven. You've been good mates ever since. So are you getting to go to work at the moment, or are you WFH?
No, I'm working from home, so I can still work, but I mainly just do video calls all day, which is weird. And then, because I'm the Plus One and the Key Workers at my... I feel like sending gifts and funny memes to keep their spirits is kind of... how I'm helping him.
I never want to hear the word Zoom again after all this is finished. Do you?
I know. It's just I've never seen my face so much in a day.
Same. Okay, so we're going back to 2019. This is the day. What a day. What a day. The day that Agatha Christie was born.
Oh, wow.
Remember this? Colleen Rooney had done a fair bit of digging to find out which person on Instagram had been leaking stories about her to the press and finally shared. It's Rebecca Vardy's account. So, I mean, I don't know about you, I got fully involved with this in the time. There was 1,000 memes and also for a while I had socks with it on. You could get bath mats, T-shirts, novelty phone cases, all with the
cards.
Cards with It's Rebecca Vardy.
Oh, it was so good, Scott. It was so good. Do you remember? I think she did it by sort of blocking lots of people on Instagram except for Rebecca Vardy. Then would put stories up, fake stories.
Well,
and then they ultimately ended up in the paper. That's what she claimed anyway.
Colleen.
Wow.
Cleverly, Inspector Colleen Rooney set a trap. Now, she already had an idea of who the culprit might be, so she blocked everyone but the suspect, and then started feeding juicy but fake stories about her life on Instagram. One being that her basement flooded. Now, obviously everyone else was blocked, so the only person that could see it was Rebecca, and that's what she said. All right, so the questions are from that day, where we had a reprieve from bad news, and we all learnt about Colleen and Rebecca's beef. I've got some other questions. 90 seconds on the clock on the Better Days quiz. Jessie, are you ready?
Let's do this.
Okay, here is your quiz about the 9th of October 2019. Are the dingers ready?
Ding, ding, ding.
Are they, though? Yes? Yeah, they are. They're just waking up. Okay, here we go, Jessie. Name one of the social media sites where Colleen revealed that she'd worked out Rebecca had been leaking stories about her.
Instagram.
Yes. Climate activists chain themselves to a pink boat in Brisbane. What country is that in?
England.
Australia. Celebs were spotted out celebrating which Hadid sister's 23rd birthday?
Gigi?
Bella. The premiere for the Maleficent sequel was in London. Who plays the lead role?
Angela Jolie.
Angela Jolie. The Kardashian family were spotted visiting an Armenian temple, but what TV show are they famous for?
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yes. Benedict Cumberbatch was out filming in London. Name the detective he played on TV.
Sherlock.
Uh-huh. It was announced that the Queen would host NATO leaders at Buckingham Palace. Spell Palace.
P-A-L-A-C-E.
Yes. Which ice-based dancing TV show said it would feature a same-sex couple for the first time?
Dancing on Ice?
Yeah. Louis Walsh revealed that Simon Cowell paid him off to leave which TV show?
X Factor.
Yes. Which Call Me By Your Name actor was on with Grimmie that day on his show?
Timothy Chalamet.
Yes. Which former in-betweeners and jungle runner-up was revealed to be joining Joel Dommett as host of I'm a Celebrity Extra Camp?
Oh, she's really good, but I can't remember her name. Emily Yatak.
Oh, okay. Are we giving that? Press the dinger again.
Why not?
And again. And again. Yeah.
Emily
Yatak, yeah. Good work, actually. So you got, Chris, were you adding
up? I made that 9. That's absolutely smashed that, Jesse.
Smashing it. That's the same as Harriet, who we had on at the start of the week.
Excellent.
All right. Who are we speaking to tomorrow?
Tomorrow you've got an absolute hero, Rachel. She had to cut a trip of a lifetime short to come home and get back to the A&E wards.
Oh, amazing. Where does she work in A&E?
In Carlisle, Cumbria. So, be nice to her because she's the best.
We will. We'll speak to your friend Hero tomorrow on this show. What's her name again?
Rachel,
tomorrow morning on the Better Days quiz, we'll pick another date where we were having better times. And Jesse, have a great day, all right?
You too. Thanks very much, guys.
Keep safe.
Scott Mills.
Good morning, Charlie. Get out of bed. Get in the shower. This is from Fliss, your girlfriend. Start your day now. Immediately. This is Radio on Breakfast with Scott and Chris. Greg's having a week off, so we're here. He's back on Monday. It's 7:41 if you're just waking up. How are you feeling? Get in touch. Send me a message. 81199. Maybe your mood is good today. Maybe you're just a bit like, oh, God, another day of this. Be honest with me. Let me know. 81199.
That's nice. Yeah. It's all about just being honest, isn't it? And also, maybe you just want a little shout out on the radio because you know what? Why not? Start off your day with something like that, something to shout about. Just let us know and we can do that for you.
Yesterday, we were talking about how you can have a virtual party but still wake up the next day, even though you were on house party or Zoom, absolutely stinking. The worst. If you are waking up this morning and maybe you had a couple of beers or a few wines with your mates last night, but you didn't go anywhere, then get in touch on 81199. And I know it was a Tuesday last night, but I'm not judging you because we're in a different time at the moment, okay?
Do you know what I'm finding though, Scott? If you want to avoid someone's party, it's quite hard to do. You know, that's the challenge. And I don't mean to be a party pooper with it, but you know, it's someone's birthday every day at the moment, and there's a reason. And in these times, what I'm saying is there's people wanting to do parties for literally everything. Everything's an excuse to do a party.
Well, you know me, I would normally, in real life, I would normally say yes to everybody and double book or triple book 3 parties. Now I can go to them all. I am a social butterfly that I can't be when I'm out and about.
You're the new Kardashian, you are, Scott.
I'm dropping into that Zoom and I'm leaving after 5 minutes. Gotta go, but go, guys, everyone, bye.
Well, I don't know how Matt Evanson does it, because he, of course, famously just turns up at things for like 5 minutes, gets in as many photos as possible and then leaves, and then just pretends he's been there all night. You can't really do that with the, you know, when you're on camera like that.
You actually
have to stick it out. Nowhere to hide for you, Edmondson.
JD has the worst place possibly for this to happen because she lives in a pub. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, wow.
Right, so what's your pub called?
The Elm Tree.
And where's that?
In Whitney, just outside Oxford.
So you live in the pub with who?
Me, my boyfriend, my mum, my dad, my brother and his girlfriend.
Wow. Okay. So, I mean, how does that work? Is there any last orders?
No, No, not really. I mean, all the beer needs drinking before it goes off, so it's kind of, we need to get rid of it.
But because it's your house, you're obviously, you're allowed to be in that pub.
Yeah, literally beer on tap.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Wow, what a situation. But then I'm assuming you've got pub games there as well.
Yeah, we play a few games like Monopoly, Giant Jenga, but my boyfriend introduced the rule of loser does a shot, which is sounds like a good idea, and then it's before dinner, and then my dad came to dinner really drunk the other day. So.
Wow, okay, well, you possibly are having the most joyous of lockdowns of anyone, I think.
Yeah, yeah, got a nice pub game. Garden as well. So, you know,
what?
A pub garden. It's perfect weather to sit outside.
It's lovely. Yeah, what a setup you've got. I mean, the snack game alone must be phenomenal. You must be absolutely nailing the scratchings. Or the scampi.
So many crisps.
Scampi fries.
You got dad there drinking all the profits.
Well, yeah, someone has to, and it's the right time to do it. So.
Has anyone in the house been barred yet? You're barred. Get out of my pub.
No, I feel like that would be a bit harsh, but we could definitely do it.
Right. And have all the pork scratchings and nuts at the bar, have they all gone?
Not quite yet. I think we'll ration it soon.
Right. So, yeah. Wow, just another day in paradise there for JD.
Gosh, so good, isn't it? When you do a quiz then, you're doing an actual pub quiz, aren't you? Amazing.
Yeah. We could do a physical pub quiz, although we're not very good at them, so...
Okay, Jodie,
like
so...
more of a loser.
In the Elm Tree in Oxford today, what is Wednesday lockdown looking like? What's the plan?
To be quite honest, it's just do a workout in the garden, go on a walk, and then sit in the garden and soak up the sun if it comes out, and that'll be it.
Okay, and obviously you're in the pub garden there, so it's kind of like...
Yeah.
Nothing's really changed.
No. Life is normal,
wow.
Really.
Okay. That's mad. There'll be other people listening.
Mad.
There'll be people listening right now who also live in pubs. And no one else can go to them. So you've literally got your whole pub to yourself.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, great. Well, listen, keep living your best life. I can hear the
thanks,
birds.
Thanks, yeah. I'll try not to drink too early.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, maybe put on a little time limit there or like, you know, like, I mean, you must have some time where you're like, right, we're not allowed to drink before this time.
It's just like being on holiday, isn't it? When you get to the bar and you want a cocktail and it's really early and you think it's okay because you're on holiday. It just feels like you're on holiday half time.
Well, it's 11 o'clock, isn't it? Surely it's
normal
pub rules. You should have to live by normal pub rules. You can go in. You can obviously be in your own pub because it's yours at 11 a.m. But what time's the bell ringing? 20 past 11?
Normally on a weekday we don't open till 4, but weekends it's 12. So
right. Okay. Well, there you go. Live by those rules
quite
then.
Late.
Wow.
Yeah.
JD there having a terrible lockdown.
Radio 1 Breakfast
with Scott and Chris.
See, there's always the other end of the scale. James in Aberdeenshire. Could be worse. I'm camping in my own house with no heating or hot water, using my log burner as heating and cooker. James there, practically Aberdeenshire's Bear Grylls. Reload. That's the name, in Newport, says, I live in a pub and it's rubbish, all the pumps are off. Thanks for keeping me going this morning. Started work already after some morning exercise. I'm feeling positive today. Looking forward to the Easter break for some time off. Love you guys. That's from Hannah. There's Claire and Chorley. Look, currently running around the hilly reservoirs all around the Lancashire area, keeping her spirits up this morning. Ben says, shout out to all the Openreach engineers keeping the nation connected to telephone and internet services during these different times. And Claire in London was having a fairly good, positive morning until she walked out her front door to go to work and face planted straight into her spider web. How's your lockdown going?
Radio 1 Breakfast.
Okay, let's update you with the latest things at 5 to 8 on Wednesday morning. I tell you what, Radio 1 DJs are finding different ways to keep themselves entertained at the moment. Molly King, self-isolating with her cricketer boyfriend, Stuart Broad. Right, so I like to think that I know Molly quite well. Mm. I didn't realise they were in together.
I didn't know this either. But also, I do wonder if... because a lot of people that are in relationships, all of a sudden... they're in that position where it's like, right, well, are we in this for the long haul here? Because, you know, then we need to effectively move in together and be together the whole time.
Yeah.
And have made that decision. Now, I can't speak for her, but it's very much on Instagram now, isn't it?
Really on.
I mean, it's on.
I've really noticed it's just gone up a level. But yeah. I think, yeah, a lot of people listening right now will be like, oh, well, actually, are we going to do this? Let's, you know, we're either going to be together at this time or we're not. And they've made that choice to move in. And it looks like that's what's happened here, but I don't know.
Same with you. Your Instagram content at the moment is very, the boyfriend's on there quite a lot. He's making a few appearances, isn't he?
Well,
he's got a few more caps.
It's literally there. He's there all the time.
Yeah, that's what happens when people move in, Scott.
Yeah, I mean, he accused me yesterday of, I think the phrase was, getting under his feet. we made this decision before isolation, babe. Anyway, Molly King is self-isolating with Stuart Broad, and he's had to clear out the wardrobe. She's demanded that he has a sort out because, obviously, moving into the house, it's a good time to have, like, a clean out of stuff. And Molly's been pretty brutal about Stuart's old shirts.
What is this?
I quite like that.
When have you last worn it?
2012. Might come back.
Charity.
To be fair, it's hideous. She also wants him to get rid of his old Nottingham Forest football shirts. What do you make of this, Chris?
It's an old away shirt. But
which is the current season?
Haven't got that.
Right, these, I think, charity.
Yeah.
No, you can't get rid of the football shirts. I know, I sort of understand why she's doing it, but no, you can't do that. This is amazing. It's an insight into what at home with the Broad Kings would look like on TV.
Also, there's an amazing TikTok video, which I want to bring your attention to if you've not seen it, from Milzophia. She is using self-isolation to rate her past boyfriends in a chart style.
Hello, everybody. Due to being in isolation, I'm going to rate my ex-boyfriends. In at fourth place, he had a lovely family and a beautiful house. His mum provided a great crisp variety, and he has a cute nephew. Conswear, he's a compulsive liar, he had an awful temper, and he keyed my car with a Stanley knife.
Do you want to hear the rest of the chart? Listen after eight.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Should we do this like the chart, like if I'm on the chart?
Yeah, go on, give it full beans.
Okay. Straight into number four.
Hello, everybody. Due to being in isolation, I'm going to rate my ex-boyfriends. In at fourth place, he had a lovely family and a beautiful house. His mum provided a great crisp variety, and he has a cute nephew. Conswear, he's a compulsive liar, he had an awful temper, and he keyed my car with a Stanley knife.
That's number four, and straight in at three.
In third place, with a score of 0.5 out of 10, we had a cute dog, we used to go on nice bike rides, and the only thing I liked about him was his curly hair. The Conswear, he's narcissistic, he egged both my houses, and he used to go through my phone.
At two this week.
In at second place with a score of 4 out of 10. He's quite a nice boy, he lived close by, and his mum was a great cook. The cons were he was a paranoid pee and he used to wind me up 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm. We need
loves
to do this. She does. We need to do this on when we go back to our normal show.
Absolutely.
Rate your boyfriend or girlfriend. But who's number one?
And taking top spot with a solid 14 out of 10, we have Drummond. The pros are, he would never cheat, he doesn't lie, he isn't a snake, and he makes me laugh multiple times in a day. And the cons are, he's gay, he won't sleep with me, and he's diabetic.
There's always
But he's gay. Yeah. I mean, he's gay, excuse me, he's blind.
Yeah. And that's her top four. Definitely should do this again.
Scott Mills.
Earlier in the week, we were talking about people trying really hard, like really hard on TikTok, and there's a lot of bad ones out there. Then, Lancashire and England women's cricketer Alex Hartley put a TikTok up, and basically she had a go at singing this old song by Mariah Carey called Emotions, where there is a ridiculously high bit. This is the original track by Mariah Carey. It's Not All I Want for Christmas Is You, so you probably don't know it. But listen to the vocal gymnastics coming up right now. Skills.
God, it's so high, isn't it? I saw this TikTok and I just thought, this is actually a good idea. This could be a good game, this. Because yeah. That note is high.
It's the Mariah Carey high note challenge. So Alex Hartley had a go at it. Then Chris had a go. And then Suzanne in Carlisle, well, she tried it yesterday and she gave it all the chat before.
Yeah, I know it's high. It is maybe a little bit too high for me because I've been compared in the past to have the tone of Adele. Maybe a bit of Amy Winehouse.
So we're expecting something magnificent there.
Ah!
It's like a goat.
Good morning, Joe.
How we doing, lads, right?
Yeah, where are you today?
Yes, Joe.
Down in Western at the moment.
Western Supermare? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so you think you can go give this a go? You can beat her, right?
Yeah, definitely. I've had a bit of experience before. I've done a few gigs in my hometown, Clevedon. And some people have said I sound a bit like Lewis Capaldi.
Is it?
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
The thing is with this note is, jokes aside, it's a very high note. It's a hard one to get to. So you've got to be a competent singer here, mate.
I've done a few covers before of Grease Lightning, and they have a few high notes in there. So I've nailed them bits.
All right.
I'm hoping to nail this one today.
Where do you say your local gigs were again?
Clevedon, North Somerset.
Oh, I know. Okay. All right, so Joe in Western Supermare is going to give this a go. It's a very high note. So, Joe, I hope you're ready for this. Can I ask,
let's do it.
Where are you at the moment?
Just sat in a lay-by down in Western Supermare at the moment.
Okay, what are you in a van or a truck or what?
I'm in my fuel truck at the moment.
All right, cool. Open the window.
I was going to say, that's a good idea, that. Open the window, let everyone have it. You know, you say you're a good singer. Do you... are you the kind of person that steps up when you and your mates do karaoke? Are you that kind of level? Or are you more professional than that?
Well, you said Lewis Capaldi does gigs.
I would like to do further. I've actually applied for Britain's Got Talent before, but I couldn't go for it because I was one too confident. So,
all right, okay. Well, listen, we're your friends, so be confident and just give it your best shot, okay? On the Mariah Challenge.
All right, Sam.
All right, okay. So I'll count you in. Here we go. Ready, Joe? Here we go. Here we go.
Oh, bang on.
Everyone's the same.
Why is everyone rubbish?
I'm just hoping Simon Cowell's listening because I reckon we could have something there.
Right. I wanted it to be high, Joe.
Right, let's do it again.
Okay. Joe, we just... Oh, okay, geez. Fine, we go
really?
Again.
Okay. If you can actually get to this note or near it, then can you let me know on 81199, because we've got a bunch of clowns here. Here we go. Yes?
Mills.
Hello, Claire, who says, I don't know whether it's hysteria because I've been on my own for a long time, but this is the funniest thing. I'm freaking crying.
It's such a stupid little game. But what we need is the dream scenario that me and Scott want is someone to just hit this high note, like really, really nail it. But people love the attempts on it because you never know what you're going to get until you get to the actual note. Like people like Tess has texted us, really enjoying you guys this morning. Says living on your own is hard at the moment, but you two make me feel like I've got two hilarious housemates. And with stupidity, such as the Mariah Carey game, it never fails to make me laugh. Thanks, guys. It's true. It's stupid.
That's us.
But that's us.
Hilarious housemates. I'm actually not hilarious in any way at home at the moment. I save it for the radio.
Exactly. I actually get quite
idiot.
A lot of grief
oh, I'm an
for
idiot
not being
it.
As funny as I am on the radio.
No,
apparently.
Right. Can we go back to that? Because you mentioned this the other day and I want to talk about it on the radio. I'm sorry. Let's stop things. It's 8:22. What happened?
So I think this is out of order.
No, I think it's great. So you're on the radio every day and obviously you sound happy. You sound funny. Like, what a guy. Like, he would be the perfect housemate. And now let's switch to reality.
Yeah. So my wife said to me last week, because, you know, tensions are running a bit high. We're all, you know, spending quite a bit of time with loved ones. And that's
together.
Lovely in some ways, right?
Yeah.
But she announced to me, I think this was last week, and I told Scott about it. She said to me, why can't you be like how you are on the radio? You're so nice on the radio. And people have been saying to her, like, oh, it must be so cool, like... you know, he sounds fun.
He's
like,
so
he does
funny.
Fun stuff on the radio. It must be really fun to be with him at home all the time. Apparently not. She says that I put on a front, that I'm not funny in real life, that I was funnier when she met me, because I was making an effort, all of that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm really grumpy to
Do you
have
get
around
the same?
House. All the time. Yeah. So, believe you are getting the best versions of us both.
Scott Mills.
Ali Plum, good morning.
Good morning.
Ali is at home, so is Chris. I'm here at Radio 1. Now, Ali, you've been set a challenge, right, by BBC.com.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. They've been asking me in different movie genres, what with me being Radio 1's film critic, what are the best 21st century films? So far I've done rom-coms, which was okay. I nearly got there. Then I did teen movies. Mean Girls was top. Don't worry about it.
Good.
And then they asked me for just flat-out comedies, and I struggled because over the past two decades, there have been a lot of good comedies. I'm thinking Hangover, Bridesmaids, Tropic Thunder, I don't know, School of Rock, Zoolander, Dodgeball, and I just struggled. What are those comedies from the past 20 years that really, like, jump out at you guys?
Okay, so Chris is worse at films than me, and I'm not good. Have you got any, Chris? Can you?
Yeah, I was just thinking of that list you said there. I mean, surely Anchorman is up there. Most people will have seen Anchorman. Where does American Pie fit in? Are we out of the bracket on this one?
First American Pie, great question. Love your thinking. 1999, I believe. American Pie 2, some say is better. I wouldn't necessarily agree. Came out like this century. But we've also got the likes of Snatch, Lock, Stock, Meet the Parents. There are so many good movies people forget, you know. 40-Year-Old Virgin with Steve Carell, I really, really like.
Great.
Superbad. Maybe this weekend is the time to watch Superbad. But I decided to answer this question. I've got my five best underseen comedies from the 21st century.
Can I give you my top five first that I've just knocked up here?
Oh, please.
Well, number five is Knocked Up.
Nice.
Would you agree with that?
Is that the one with Seth Rogen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great, that.
I've got Superbad.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anchorman's in there. Legally Blonde.
Oh, yeah. Better than you think it was. Genuinely better than you think.
Bridesmaids, obvs. But one that just sneaks into this century, if you've not seen it, it's a great movie. One of my favourites. I watched it again the other night. Best in Show.
Ooh, left field choice.
I've never
That's
even
the one
heard
about dogs,
of it.
Right?
It's the one about, it's like one of those dog shows in America and the owners of these dogs. And it's so funny. It's super camp, over the top. But the characters in it really, really still makes me laugh. And I think that's from 2000. What are yours?
Well, look, I'll give you my top three just to keep things simple. Booksmart, which came out last year. I've been banging on about it for ages. I think it's on Amazon Prime right now. Really recommend that teen comedy. At number two, I've got two, actually. The Hunt for the Wilder People and What We Do in the Shadows, two Taika Waititi films. I bang on about them all the time as well.
Two
but number one, Taika Waititi.
Two Taika Waititi?
Taika Waititi. He is a director from New Zealand. He won an Oscar last year for Jojo Rabbit. Or was it this year? Anyway, my number one comedy that I want you both to see this weekend as homework is Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping. You are both going to love it.
What?
It's a Justin Bieber Mickey take from The Lonely Island People. So Andy Samberg off of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Pop Star, it's called. You are going to love it. Hunt it down.
Right, so it's kind of like... So it's a Mickey take of Justin Bieber.
Yeah, so it's a guy who has, like, pet crocodiles in his house and an entourage that tells him everything's brilliant about him.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
This is good.
Fluffed.
This is really good because what we wanted from you, Ali, was a film that, like, maybe we haven't all heard of. There'll be some people listening that have seen this and might like or hate or whatever. But, yes, this is what we need as homework. We need something new. And this is it. Pop Star, right?
I want something...
That's the one.
Yeah, something where it's kind of a... Yeah, a Mickey take of someone's ridiculous life and people telling them how brilliant they are all the time.
The big glass house that looks incredibly unrealistic.
Yes.
Mariah Carey does cameos.
Yes.
You'll really like it. So many name drops. You're going to really enjoy Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping.
Amazing. Okay, that's a good one. Loads of people getting involved here. The Heat with Melissa McCarthy.
Hmm.
Yeah. Borat.
Yeah, classic.
Yes, come on.
Hangover, right. Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz. Why is nobody mentioning Step Brothers, says Sean. He's a bit annoyed in Manchester. I mean, there's so many. Okay, what have we got next, Ali?
We've got a little song which you may not have expected coming out of the rock's mouth.
Scott Mills.
Oh, yes. I've just been looking up this pop star Never Stop, Never Stopping film. A mockumentary featuring the fictional... Connor For Real, with a four number, a former boy band star trying to make it as a solo act. I am watching that tonight. Justin Timberlake also has a cameo in it, right?
Oh, yeah, and he's so funny in this.
Right, okay, that's right up my street. Ali Plum is with us on BBC Radio 1. Is there anything else if we get really bored this Easter weekend?
Well, the BBC has stepped up to the plate and they are not mucking around. On Friday, you've got the first Indiana Jones movie in the evening. On Saturday, you've got the second. On Sunday, you've got the third. And even though the fourth one isn't that good, they're also playing it on Monday. So if you wondered really what you want to watch this weekend, every Indiana Jones movie, day after day. That is, I mean, that's very good.
Thanks, BBC.
That's a good shout. Yeah, yeah, because I've not actually seen any of them and I feel that. It's no. Crazy, isn't
no
it?
No way.
Yeah, because everyone always like quotes and there's many references. Have you?
Yeah.
All right. I'll do that this over the next couple of days,
also,
Ali. I'll
do it for you. Indiana Jones would be right up yours.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I've not seen it, have I?
Wow. Nah. Wow.
Sort your life out.
Okay. Ali, what else?
Well, I wanted to bring up something I spotted on Instagram. The Rock, your friend and mine, was, I think, trying to look after his young kid who was feeling a little unwell. And when she is upset, she sings, or she gets her dad to sing, "You're Welcome" from Moana. And I immediately thought of someone who sings it a bit better than The Rock, and his name is Chris Stark.
Well,
so here's a little clip of The Rock in a little bathroom, so it's quite echoey, singing to his daughter. It's so cute.
Yeah, so he does his rap from Moana to help teach his kids to wash their hands. Here we go.
We sing Daddy's rap version of "You're Welcome" from Moana. Honestly, listen, kid, I could go on and on. I could explain every natural phenomenon. The tide, the grass, the ground. Oh, what was Maui just messing around? I can in my bury its guts, spread out a tree, now you've got coconuts. What's the lesson? What does it take away? Don't mess with Maui when he's on a breakaway.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right.
Yeah, any notes, Chris?
I see where this is going, boys. I need to get this right in my head.
We only discovered that Chris could do this.
I love this song so much, man.
A couple of months back.
I love it.
Only a couple of months we've known this. All right.
All right.
Okay, I'll bring you in. Here we go.
I guess it's just my way of being me.
Welcome to Thick of It. Kid, honestly, I could go on and on. I can explain every natural phenomenon. The tide, the grass, the ground. Oh, that was Maui just messing around. I killed an eel, I buried his guts, spotted a tree and got coconuts. What's the lesson? What do you take away? Don't mess with Maui when he's on the breakaway. And the tapestry here on my skin is a map of the victories I win. Look where I've been, I make everything happen. Look at that mini Maui, just tappity tap, 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 tap. Hey!
Come on!
The world you know.
Absolute lad. Hasn't seen Indiana. Has seen Moana.
Love Moana. What a film.
So proud
to
know you.
It's a great film. Man, that's a great film.
Yeah. Right, well, you can catch up with Indiana Jones at the weekend, Chris. Ali Plum, thank you.
Pleasure.
Scott Mills.
Let's do 24 years at the tap end. So we're going back to a time where Chris realised that he was sitting at the wrong end of the bath, the other side of the tap end, much more comfortable. But he'd spent 24 years before that sitting at the tap end, like where the taps are, very uncomfortable
exactly,
on the back.
Head against the taps, I looked to the other side and there was a slopey side. Listen, there'll be people right now that if they're honest with themselves, have treated themselves to a bath and are always at the tap end, never realised that actually it's way more comfortable to go the other way round. And it's a real moment in your life. This was an epiphany for me almost.
Turn yourself around, it's much more comfortable.
I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did 24 years at the tap end. At the tap end. It was just over a semester into my second year, and everything at uni except the degree was going well.
I hate that.
I know you pick up on that. Semester.
Hate that.
Because I said earlier, I'm sure it's term, and Chris said...
No, semester. We called them semesters at uni.
I know, but
term
it's like...
Term is school, apparently.
Term is school.
Hello, we're not in America, everybody.
What would you like me to call it?
What do you mean? This is his sophomore year.
Oh, I hate that as well. Stop it.
I don't even know which one that is.
I don't even know either, but...
There's sophomore. What's the other one?
It annoys.
Freshman.
Stop it.
Is this your sophomore?
Must be.
There's nothing that annoys me more.
And in the book, I hope you're not going to be spelling colour without a U. And centre, E-R.
Oh, you might have to for your American audience.
True. What do we do in America for the film? And
Every time you mention coriander, you just have to say cilantro.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm sure that's not going to be too many changes, though, do you? Hmm. Can't remember many mentions.
I'd gathered a great set of mates, and although it was a bit of a shoddy place, the palace, as we called it, wasn't such a bad place to live.
Is this the one I visited?
Yeah.
The one with the... used to be an old people's home.
The converted old people's home, yeah.
Brilliant, though, because there was, like, stair lift action everywhere you went.
Yeah, and bars to hold on to after a night out.
Exactly. It became very useful, I found.
Generally, everyone in our house got on well, and it was nice to share important yearly events with a nice group of people. It was Pancake Day, and we were all keen to celebrate it in style. Me and my housemate Oggie had been chatting about it for a while, and we wanted to celebrate with some ultimate tossing before a big night out. We cooked up a couple of pancakes and stood outside on two sides of the house, one in the front garden and one in the back garden, and attempted to lob pancakes over the house. Ultimate tossing, that's what we called it.
But why?
Because we're tossing pancakes, but we're doing them over houses.
Could you actually get it over the house?
No, not once.
No, I was going to say, it must be quite difficult. It's not like a ball.
No, it's really annoying. They just sort of get snared on the roof or on windows.
Oh, gross.
You had a lot of free time, didn't you, Chris?
Yeah, it was good times.
Yeah.
It was great fun, but sparked an argument between me and one of my housemates, whose window got covered in pancake. She wasn't happy. Anyway, there was no time for arguments. Tonight we were celebrating Pancake Day by going out to a Rubik's night at a club I DJ'd at called Jester's. You know Jester's, Scott?
Oh, yeah.
Around this time, I had two main jobs. I DJ'd the Friday nights at the Cube, which was the student union club, and I DJ'd the athletic union nights in Jester's. So whenever I went out, it was generally to these two main places. Tuesday meant Jester's, and I'd prepared an outfit especially for this Rubik's night.
What is that?
Yeah, I still don't get that.
On a Rubik's night... I might as well just carry on reading.
Yeah,
because
you're about to explain it, obviously.
On a Rubik's night, you go out wearing six different colours, and the aim is to end the night in just one colour. To do this, you have to swap clothes with people. It's a right laugh. So, do you understand?
Yeah. So do you, when you go out, do you know which colour you're going to go for, or do you just work it out with the first person that you swap with?
No, I think you do. You just go out and you find a first person... And some things are hard to get rid of, like the trousers and that, aren't they? So if whatever colour you get in them, just go for that. That's what I recommend anyway.
Mind you, after a few drinks and Jester's, I didn't find it hard to remove my trousers at all.
Brilliant.
I think they're going to take that and put it on the... Is it still going, this place? They're going to put it on the posters.
Yeah, they'll love that.
Put that on a poster.
Me and my housemates headed off for Jester's, each of us wearing something white, red, blue, orange, green and yellow. We stopped off on a couple of places en route, and as always, we stopped in a place called The Hobbit for a sneaky Gandalf.
Yep.
When we got to Jester's, it was Ramo.
What's a Gandalf?
It's a drink. Because it's called The Hobbit.
Right.
You can go in, they've got different cocktails, Frodo, Baggins.
Oh, okay, right. I thought it might be Cockney rhyming slang for something.
No.
No.
Baggins.
Yeah, is that a Hobbit character?
Bilbo Baggins.
Baggins and...
is it?
Gandalf. Are there any more? Who else is in that film?
I've never seen Lord of the Rings. I've never
it's
read
a book
The Hobbit.
As well, isn't it?
Really bad.
It is a book, Chris. Yes.
Yeah. Well, who's in that? Who stars in that? Then
don't know.
That's not Potter. That's
what in Lord of the Rings? Yeah. Elijah Wood.
Oh yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
But what's his character? Frodo.
No idea.
Anyway.
Baggins.
Nothing interests me less.
When we got to Jester's, it was Ramo with nearly everyone donning the Rubik's uniform. It was a quality night, and we spent our time working away round. It was a quality night, and we spent our time working our way round the room, attempting to swap clothes with people. Things like socks were easy to swap. I even managed to swap my t-shirt with a larger girl. It was a clever move, as it meant I wouldn't have to wear something tight. See my thinking there?
Yeah, I do.
My aim was to collect a load of orange clothes, and it was all going well except for the trousers. It was difficult to find a girl that was wearing trousers, let alone some that looked to be my size and orange. I was having to sacrifice my jeans, so I wanted to make sure I got something of equal value in return.
Hang on a sec, do you get your clothes back ever?
No.
This is what I'm saying, so you've got to go out and buy cheap clothes for this event. Thankfully, it wasn't too long till I found a girl that I'd never seen before who was willing to swap.
And although, in orange trousers?
And although she was wearing an orange skirt...
It just stop interrupting.
Sorry.
I reluctantly agreed to the swap, removed my phone and wallet and handed my jeans over. So I just dropped trowel and took the skirt. Mm-hmm. Wasn't ideal, but you've all got to work with what you've got.
Yeah.
It was a fun night, but I didn't quite complete the challenge by the time the night had ended. I couldn't get hold of any orange shoes.
Yeah.
Always a problem.
All the same, I left the club with my mate Kieran. I'd lost my housemates hours ago, and we headed down the road for a curry. Kieran was a bit worse for wear as it was, and after a tasty curry, I left him and headed back to my house. I got to the palace and reached for my keys. Nothing. That horrible sinking feeling happened. My attempts to knock on the door resulted in nothing, and no one was picking up their phone. I tried this for about half an hour. It was about 4 a.m, so I thought I'd give up and go and sit at the bus stop down the road for a bit. It wasn't ideal, but my beer jacket kept me warm. This time of night is brilliant. There's loads of mainly blokes about, dressed as all sorts, doing the walk of shame down Portswood High Street. I sat at the bus stop wearing a large orange baggy shirt and matching skirt, as other student blokes walked past, many stopping to chat or give a nod of approval. It's like they knew what was going on.
A nod and a wink.
It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And there's loads of blokes out that time doing the same thing. Maybe they've met a girl and they're just on their way back home.
Already?
Yeah.
Does that happen?
Yeah, walk of shame. I mean, it's not always in the morning. There's a lot going on at sort of 4 or 5 in the morning.
Is there?
Yeah, loads of people around there.
Is there? At least stay the whole night, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I stay for breakfast. You got to get a food out of it.
Always. I don't leave until they are.
Yeah, until you've had a full English.
Yeah.
Classy.
I'm all for that.
There was a good sense of camaraderie. An hour or so later, I was joined by a man dressed up as a Smurf, and we sat there for the remaining hour until the cafe across the road was due to open. At 7 a.m, the doors to the cafe opened, and me and the Smurf treated ourselves to a full English. As more and more blokes joined us on their walk of shame, most in some kind of fancy dress, there was a really good atmosphere. Even my mate Kieran called me to tell me he'd been woken up in the wrong house and that he was coming to join me.
What?
What had happened is he thought he'd got back home. I don't know. I honestly don't know how he's managed this, but he's got into someone else's house. He wasn't with anyone. And they obviously realised he was in there, woke him up and moved him on. So he came to join us.
So hang on a second. He woke up in somebody else's house.
Yeah.
And then woke
it's
up and thought...
It's just the casual way where you're like, they obviously realised he was in the wrong place and moved him on. It's like, if you wake up, go downstairs to make a cup of tea and there's someone else in your lounge, you don't know who it is.
Can you imagine?
You don't just go, oh, you look like you're in the wrong place. Bye then.
I don't know. I think there's different rules in student towns with what's going on.
Oh, you think it was in another student house?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. All he said to me was that he'd been woken up and he was in the wrong house, so... Can he come and... What am I up to? I was having breakfast, so he was going to come and join us.
I love the casual way that things are happening here.
I've never worked out why it's called the Walk of Shame. All the blokes I was with in the cafe were very proud. We shared stories and ate good food, and one by one we left. I said my goodbyes to the Smurf, the Shepherd and Harry Potter, shook the hands of the cafe owner and made my way back to my house, where the angry pancake housemate was leaving for work. As I removed my skirt and climbed into bed, I lay there. It had been another great night at uni.
Scott Mills. Bambaleo. Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Bambaleo,
bambaleo, bambaleo, bambaleo, bambaleo. Got a bit vicious there. Yeah, it was a bit vicious, actually. I didn't like that.
Yeah, that came out wrong.
Nice.
Sorry.
That's not done well for my feelings.
Came out wrong, sorry. Okay, so we're about to play Bambaleo. First, some good bits from the show. This suggested by Luke in Worthing. He wants the full Robert Dias advert off the TV.
Hi, my name's Marcus. I work at Robert Dias and I'm gay. I like going out with my friends and playing volleyball. I also like showing our gay and straight customers a funky range of our Christmas gifts.
Hi, my name is James. I'm straight and I work at Robert Dyer's. I like sailing, baking, and showing off all our Christmas kitchen gadgets to our gay and straight customers.
I'm straight and I love shopping at Robert Dyer's.
I'm gay and I love shopping at Robert Dyer's.
I'm bisexual and I always find something I love at Robert Dyer's.
Look at this Christmas tree. It's perfect for a gay person or a straight person.
This drill would work a treat in a straight person's home or a gay person's.
Robert Dyer's, where gays and straights can buy drills and much, much more.
Every time we play that, people are like, that didn't actually go out. It did.
Yeah, it was the proper advert, wasn't it?
We got Josh. I believe this is Josh from the team, actually, the breakfast team. When we played Ricky Martin, She Bangs earlier, it reminded him of when Wagner did it on X Factor.
She bangs, she bangs. Oh, baby, when she moves, she moves. I go crazy because she looks like a flower, but she stinks like a bee. Like every girl in history.
And then banged into Love Shack.
Wagner!
Everybody's groovy, everybody's groovy. Love Shack, la la Love Shack.
Amazing. Hello to Harry. He's in Wrexham and he wants this old bit of innuendo bingo. Over to BBC Norfolk and Wally Webb.
And which leads me on to a story, actually, about the very much missed Seve Ballesteros. I remember that when, you know, one of the great golfers of history, I remember that for good luck, his wife used to kiss his balls just before he teed off.
That was nice of her. Good luck, darling.
For good luck, his wife used to kiss his balls just before he teed off.
Hello, Mark in Huddersfield. He wants Jordan North getting it wrong on Radio 1.
I tell you, that new album from Mark Ransom, Late Night Feelings, it's so good.
What's happening there is Jordan had a slight delay in his headphones that was making him speak really weird.
I tell you, that new album from Mark Ransom, Late Night Feelings, it's
Hi.
So good.
Emily, good morning, Emily, in Stratford-upon-Avon. She heard the Australian Hiccuping Newsreader on yesterday's show and wants us to play that again.
Good morning, I'm Kate Wilson. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi has urged his supporters not to believe the lies he says are being told about what's happening in their country. Gaddafi was speaking in front of supporters at a ceremony to mark 34 years of his country's people power style of government. The founder of a men's club known as the Brotherhood says he's just an honest former policeman turned businessman. Police Chief Simon Overland says he's deeply concerned about the group's activities. John Moncrief says he has nothing to hide and welcomes the Ombudsman's investigation.
Bless. Natty's been in touch from Bristol. Saw this on TikTok last night. Have you seen the kids' party DJ on there?
OK, boys and girls, welcome to the annual disco. We're going to be partying until 7 o'clock tonight. That's right, forget the bedtime. We're having a late one. I've got my spiky hair. I can see that you've got yours as well. Let's try this right now. Year 5 and 6, someone here, make some noise. OK, let's try reception. They're not here. Cool kids only. All right, make sure you get your tuck shop tokens off of Vicky. Miss Robinson, sorry. Keep the song requests coming as well. Scream if you want to go faster. Yes, you can go to the toilet. All right, it's time to get a little bit emotional right now. Please do sing along if you know the words. It goes a little something like this.
Oh, God, that was me. I used to do my score discos.
That was you. And I was thinking certain other radio stations actually sound like that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you can go to the toilet.
We can get the tapes of you if you want.
Don't be rude now, Scott. We both know that out of the two of us, you sounded more like that guy than I did back in the day.
If you want to play that game, like you can't, like if you
just
if you can't
Bumbleo.
Take it, if you can't take it,
don't give it. Whatever it is,
no, you gave it first. Anyway, I love you, Isaac.
I love you too.
Isaac from Newsbury, Isaac from Newbury wants. This is going on, isn't it?
We're about 5 minutes deep at the moment, just
these,
in clips.
These American newsreaders.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay, excuse me, he's blind. I'm a lion.
Yes.
Come on then, we're getting through this. Let's have a Wednesday Bumbleo moment. Where are you? There's James from Barrington. Shout out to all his tractor drivers. Amy in Coventry. Will from Neston, he's straight in his truck.
Are we doing that, are we? Yeah, fine, okay.
Archie's straight and ploughing in Herefordshire.
Lots of shout-outs. Let us know if you want to shout-out. 81199, Emma, straight, and Darren, also straight, still at work. They're key workers. Thank you for the stability, they say.
No worries.
That's right, yes.
It gives me more stability. Hi, Emma. Having a laugh with Radio 1 this morning. The best relief in these strange times. Glad you're enjoying, Emma.
Will from Neston, straight, not blind, bumbling in the truck.
There's Tom, at home, on his own. Set up his little office there in the kitchen, ready to work from home today. Tom, the gay plower in Devon. There's Leon, he's straight in work, West Wales. Jamie and baby Grace, 4 weeks old. Aww.
Hiya.
Welcome to the world.
Welcome. And welcome to Radio 1. We've got Martin Jack, straight and socially distanced, laying pipes in Cornwall.
2 metres.
Kyle and Paddy doing a gearbox. Jen in Rutland. Simo in Nottingham. Amy and
Sophie.
Mike in Broadchester.
Sophie bumbling in the car.
There's Lydia and Laura from Chester about to go to the supermarket.
Blazing!
I like you're slightly in delay because of your working from home.
Yeah.
It's really good. I like it more.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1 Breakfast. One with Scott
and Chris.
This week we're bringing you some of our favourite people doing a DJ set on Radio 1 for the last half hour of the show. Like, everyone is going live on Instagram right now. Some people are doing quizzes, and there are many, many DJ sets. Right, Chris?
Too right. Well, it's kind of what made us think, why don't we just bring this to Radio 1? Why don't we just get people, wherever they are, in their houses, in their gardens, and just get them smashing out DJ sets on Radio 1? This went massive yesterday when we did it.
Yesterday, star of this country, Daisy May Cooper, actual Kerry Mucklow. This morning, like I said, more of our faves in their kitchen in LA. 5 seconds of summer, Callum and Luke, good morning.
Woo. Well, hey.
Good morning.
I can only imagine what your kitchen looks like.
It's pretty good. Yeah, it's not a bad kitchen.
Are you isolating together or are you all separate at the moment? I assume you are.
Oh, we're very separate. Yeah, we're isolated solo at the moment. Yeah, this is the only time I get to talk to Callum right now.
Oh, right. So we're dropping in on like a private conversation now. Like, you've not really spoken.
No, we've spoken. I just did a little joke to get us kicked off. But
So are you both in different parts of LA?
Kind of. Luke's further up. We always joke that Luke lives further up in the hills than the rest of us.
Really?
Because he's the lead singer. Yeah, it's some weird lead singer thing.
The thing is, Chris, in LA, the further up you are in the hills, the better you're doing for yourself.
Oh, I didn't know it was like that. I didn't know. I thought if you were just in the hills, that was good enough. I didn't realise there was levels to this game as well when you do get to the hills themselves.
No. So just to picture the scene, we're in Los Angeles. It's stupid o'clock in the morning there. And Chris, we've got Callum there just at the foot of the hills, the entrance to the hills. And then you've got Luke right at the top near the Hollywood sign. Listen, guys, I want to say congratulations because you beat the mighty Dua Lipa to number one UK album on Friday.
Yeah, that's absolutely unreal. I mean, she's an amazing artist, so to even be on kind of the same page as her is a really cool feature for us.
I was doing the chart countdown on Friday, and I was like, and Five Stars are number one, and it was just a great moment because I think everyone expected Future Nostalgia to be number one, or it was a big battle all week anyway.
Well, yeah, apparently this album sold more in its first day than the last album did in its first week, so, I mean, that's progress. People also, liking the music.
The first track, Wildflower, which is our tune of the week, is amazing. In fact, on your DJ set, would you like that first?
Yeah, that'd be good. That's a good way to start it off.
All right, lads. Well, you can take control of this next half hour. You basically take the jobs of legends gone by on Radio 1, world famous DJs. That's now you two. You can take over. Just really, let's have it.
I expect the Radio 1 paycheck in the mail at some point.
Yeah, you know that's going to happen.
So the first track to start us off from our DJ set in our kitchen is our song Wildflower. Here it is.
One Radio 1 Breakfast with Scott and Chris.
Is Wildflower, 5 Seconds of Summer from the number one album, Calm, on BBC Radio 1. Isolating in Hollywood, it's not the worst thing. Callum and Luke from both of their kitchens simultaneously this morning. DJ set. Okay, we played your song. Where are we going next?
We're going to a fantastic song at the moment, Dua Lipa with Physical. Love this. Love the new wave vibe. I don't like when people say Dua Lipa. It's definitely Dua Lipa, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Or, this is Physical.
Yes. Who was that? Who was that chat show host that was like Dua Lipa Peep? Was that Wendy Williams?
Oh, yeah.
She regrets that now.
Fantastic.
All right, this is Physical. Dua Lipa.
Luke, you count them 5 seconds of summer.
Jesus.
That we've taken over Radio 1. Oh, we got some bungers coming on the way out. Bunts and bungers.
Okay.
Oh,
this is yeah. What? What area of the UK was that supposed to be?
I don't know. You're not really good at radio host, so I'm just doing what you do, man.
Right.
That's really quite insulting on a number of levels, no. if you can belittle our job to that.
BBC Radio 1, Callum and Luke from 5 Seconds of Summer, DJ set, slamming it in from their kitchen in LA, Physical, Dua Lipa. Lads, where can we go next from that?
Oh, mate, I think we're going to have to play a bit of Doja Cat. Do you listen to any Doja Cat?
I play Doja Cat quite a lot, actually.
Oh, man, I love this song so much. It's called Say So. Bump it.
One! This is
5 Seconds of Summer's Kitchen Anthems.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1, DJ set by 5 Seconds of Summer. Let us know how you're finding it, 81199. It's the start of your day, but it's the end of Callum and Luke from Five Sauces Day because they're in LA, so behind time, whereas in Australia, as we know, is in the future. Callum there at the foot of the Hollywood Hills and Luke deep within, deep inside the Hollywood Hills.
I would like to clarify that I'm somewhat in the hills. It's not all the way up. Foot's a bit harsh.
In LA, if you say you're foot of the hills, Chris, that really hurts.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Okay, what is the next track? And the final track, actually, on the DJ set from Five Sauce, Callum and Luke.
Oh, I think we're going to have to end it with some Englishmen. Mancunian band, Stone Roses, I Want to Be Adored. Great track. Let's hit it.
Wow.
Massive.
Callum, Luke, Five Sauce, it's been an absolute joy. Thank you so much for being on today.
Really, I appreciate it.
Had a great time.
Well.
We're back tomorrow morning from 7 when you wake up, and Peter Crouch is in the mix from 10:30.
Alan Shearer and Ian Wright are in my kitchen. Mm. What's going on here?
The all-new Match of the Day Top 10 podcast, answering a huge football question every week.
This has not been easy, has it?
Like the top 10 Premier League strikers.
Firstly, I think it's really hard to have Shearer anywhere near the top 10.
The Match of the Day Top 10 podcast.
Only available on BBC Sounds.